Welcome to the Peace Apostolic Ministries podcast. For more information about Peace or other resources from John Alley, visit peace.org.au. If you would like to contribute financially to this ministry, you can do so at our website, peace.org.au/give, or use the donate button in our app. Thanks for joining with us today. We hope you enjoy the following message.
I said last night that I had perceived, and I've known of it for 10 years and more, that the great battle in the spirit realm, in the church and in the heavenlies, was not over the question of whether we could have apostles or not. It was over the question of the degree to which those apostles would have authority. It's not hard to argue that we should have apostles, but it's very much a more difficult thing for apostles on the one hand to understand the kind of authority they should exercise, because it's nothing like man exercises. And on the other hand, it's very hard for the church not only to accept that such authority is given to the Lord's representatives, but to receive it and to submit to it. And yet this is coming. Your trouble is you try to speak of a thing like this and it starts to sound legalistic and black and white, and it's not. You've really got to keep going back to your thought of how did Jesus exercise authority? Here is Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, ruler of the kings of the earth. He says, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. And here's this person with all authority there is, but how does he deal with you? You notice the grace, you know, the love, the joy, the humor that comes through, the friendship. He wants to walk with you. He says, here am I and the children you have given me. And yet that is someone totally and fully established in what we would call apostolic authority. It's just different to what men exercise, yet it has all power in it. Church has got to learn this. Come to the place where they so trust the Lord. See, first of all, apostles are going to come to the place where their lives are so broken, so mellowed, so gentle, they walk in the true characteristics of Christ, then they carry far greater authority. So we've got to see this long, long development of apostolic maturity going on. At the same time, we're going to see a whole lot of maturity going on in the church to be able to receive it. So the church is really heading somewhere. There's purpose, you know, there's direction to all of this, but it's a process. We're talking, you know, a 100-year process here. This is early days. Well, still there's a battle in the spirit realm over the restoration of apostolic authority. And because I have someone that is preaching the restoration of apostles and the restoration of relationships, moreover, it's not just that. You could talk till the cows come home, but if you've got no power, no authority, the devil's not going to worry about you much. But it's because I actually carry a measure of this authority. It's because the Lord gave it to me. It alarms entities that are in the spirit realm, so I find myself opposed. And so possibly more than anybody in Australia, on this particular point of the restoration of apostolic authority, I'm opposed. I can be minding my own business here in Rockhampton, you know, just enjoying the daily coffee and coming in, seeing the staff and, you know, driving around in my car and thinking about my next holiday. But you know, in other words, I can be just here living a very domestic life, you know, between assignments. Devil's not content. He's trying to oppose me. Anyway, so we've had some interesting times. I mentioned last night we had this period. We've had a period with such opposition to finances, to physical health, even emotional well-being. But you know it's spiritual. It's not natural. You're praying your way through it. And because you're trying to work out what it is. And I never realized for quite a while that it was a challenge to apostolic authority that was the issue. You think it's always something else. You're praying about all kinds of other things. But finally, I was in, where was I? I was in Canberra doing some meetings. And Hazel sends me this text because they'd been here in the prayer meeting Friday night, poured a whole lot of prayer into the issue. And Amanda went home, was praying some more, and Amanda gets this word from the Lord. She sends it to Hazel. Hazel sends it to me. And you talk about an accurate prophetic word. This word had an absolutely clear definition. You talk about definitional phrases and words that nailed this thing to the mast. Here's what Amanda wrote. Hazel, I was just praying for John and felt to specifically deal with that which seeks to undermine and usurp true apostolic authority. Whatever the source and whatever the motive, wherever it originates from, its intention being to impress or impose its own agenda upon the growing understanding, revelation, and grace of true apostolic authority. Now, that's a mouthful and it might have got lost on you. But as soon as I read that, I knew exactly what that was, and I also knew one of the primary sources of this in Australia. Because there are those who, they like the sound of this apostolic message, and they know there's a growing revelation on it, and oh, this is going somewhere, but there's pride, there's ambition, and they seek to impose their own agenda. In other words, they don't only want to get on the bandwagon, they want to control the bandwagon. It's flesh. And I know of someone exactly who does this, I know several people doing it. That's an interesting phrase, several interesting phrases. They seek to undermine and usurp. Now, undermine means to cut the ground from under what's real, whereas the Apostle Paul said he worked to cut the ground from under the false apostles. You can read it right there, 2 Corinthians 11. So undermine and usurp. Usurp means to take its place. So to cut the ground from under the genuine and take its place. Undermine and usurp. And this is what happens. Where's all this happened? It happens in leadership. So that's what we're going to deal with in prayer. So we're praying into this. And it seeks to impress its own agenda or to impose its own agenda upon the growing understanding. Yeah, there's a growing understanding and revelation, growing understanding of the grace of apostolic authority, but this thing seeks to put its own agenda on there. In other words, there's a false move in the church as well as a real one. So I'm just putting you in the picture. Well, I started praying into this. Funny thing was, I had already been praying to cut off the claims, fleshly claims of certain persons I know, claims over me, claims over the apostolic, claim to have apostolic office when they don't, all false claims. And in the past, a prayer to cut off claims, oh, you get relief. This time I couldn't get relief. But as soon as I got this word from Amanda, the word agenda comes up. Ah, the moment I prayed to cut off their agenda, boom. It's amazing. The breakthrough. Totally liberated. I had a text a couple of months before from Dirk in Melbourne, who said that he had suffered sciatica for 6 weeks bad. And he spent weeks and weeks praying, thinking it was an attack on him and rebuking it and praying for healing and cutting it off and got nowhere until he suddenly realized one day it wasn't an attack on him, it was an attack on me. And the moment he prayed to cut off opposition in the spirit realm to my spiritual authority, he was healed of his sciatica. This is interesting stuff. And we've had the same thing with some people around here. Anyway, I'm just mentioning it. This is kind of just information along the way because together we're going to get a handle on. We're exploring the dimensions of real, genuine, true apostolic authority.